and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper of Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around them. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash, except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their masters, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. If any of you have ever driven around downtown Austin, you know that parking is a nightmare. It is nearly impossible to find a space, and when you do, you're forced to back in at an unnatural angle. Then, of course, you have to pay an exorbitant fee to the meter, unless you want your car to be towed away. Well, one day, years ago, I was running an errand downtown. I finally found a parking space, and feeling flustered and bad-tempered already, I got out of the car to pay the meter, when I realized that I did not have enough quarters. This was back before the meters accepted credit cards. I heaved a big sigh and thought, "I'm just gonna have to be as quick as I can and cross my fingers that my car doesn't get towed." But just then, a homeless man who had been leaning against the wall walked towards me with his hand outstretched. "Here," he said, and handed me a few quarters, saying, "You don't want to get towed." This act of kindness knocked me out of my irritable preoccupation and left me humbled and in awe of this man's generosity.
Here was a man who lived each day on just a few quarters himself. And he was taking care of me, a college student, self-centered, parking the car her parents had bought for her. My first inclination, of course, was to refuse this gift. This wasn't the way it was supposed to go. I was supposed to help him. I was the privileged one who was supposed to help the homeless, not the other way around. And yet, there he stood, reaching out to me in my moment of need with a handful of quarters. So I took them and thanked him and went on my way and did not get towed. As Christians, most of us pretty much get the idea that we are supposed to serve others and love others and give to others. And that's really good. But there is a danger when we over-identify with the role of the self-sacrificing servant. If we are always putting ourselves, whether mentally or physically, in the role of serving others, helping others, caring for others, we may forget that we too are just as much in need of help, in need of caring, in need of generosity, and in need of love. We conveniently forget this fact, I think, because it feels so very vulnerable to admit it, to show someone our weaknesses or our needs, or even to admit to ourselves that we have them. It's much easier and more flattering to see ourselves as the servant leader, the helper, the rescuer. But throughout the Gospels, Jesus makes it clear that if we want to walk through the narrow gate that leads to the kingdom of God, we have to admit that we also need help, need love, that we need to be rescued. Christian discipleship, contrary to our popular belief, is just as much about receiving love as it is about giving it. Tonight on Maundy Thursday, we remember the time that Jesus knelt down on the ground and washed his friend's feet. When Jesus comes to Peter, Peter is outraged. He says to Jesus, "You will never wash my feet." This is unthinkable to Peter. In his eyes, he should be the one on the floor washing Jesus' feet. That's much more comfortable and familiar to Peter. He would rather be in the servant's role, not sitting back and relaxing while this wise and holy teacher washes his probably smelly, dirty feet. But what does Jesus say to him? "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." What Jesus says to Peter, he says to each of us. "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." If we want to follow Jesus into the kingdom of God, we don't just have to wash others' feet. We also have to let people wash our feet. We have to be willing to be vulnerable, to show others our weakness or our need. We have to let other people take care of us. This is why every year during Holy Week, we practice not only washing other people's feet, but allowing our own feet to be washed. We need this visible, tangible, personal reminder that we belong to each other. That not only am I called to care for you, but I need you to care for me. In a moment, we are going to actually wash one another's feet, put all the metaphors aside for a night. If you're like me, you are more comfortable washing someone else's feet than letting one of your fellow church members wash yours. I have no problem at all washing someone's feet, but the idea of sticking my unpedicured toes into one of y'all's faces is not very fun for me. It feels awfully vulnerable. But that's the whole point. Unless I wash you, you have no share with me. So tonight, I would encourage you to lean into that discomfort and vulnerability. Maundy Thursday is about learning humility and following Jesus's example of humility. And we learn humility by letting our feet be washed, as well as by washing another's. If you need some inspiration or encouragement, remember that Jesus allowed someone to wash his feet. Just a few chapters before our gospel reading tonight, Jesus is at dinner with his friends, and his friend Mary of Bethany, kneels down on the floor and washes Jesus' feet with water and perfume and dries his feet with her own hair. It doesn't get a whole lot more personal and intimate and vulnerable than that. And Jesus embraced this act. So tonight and going forward this Holy Week and Easter season, remember that Christian discipleship is about receiving love as well as giving it. Serve others, care for the poor and the marginalized, give of yourself, and allow others to care for you, being courageous enough to recognize your need for God and for your brothers and sisters. Follow in the footsteps of our Lord, who washed his friends' feet and let his friends wash his. Amen. Amen.